Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests, so please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present, and those emerging.
Kate Kiriakou is the chief crime writer for Brisbane's Courier Mail, and she's also the author of the excellent book about the undercover operation that caught Daniel Morcombe's killer, called The Sting. In 2007, when Kate was a reporter for the Adelaide Advertiser, she took up the story of a missing woman from Mount Gambier, whose elderly mum was waiting for a visit in hospital and whose bags were packed for a short holiday interstate. The mystery of Glenys Haywood's disappearance would end up providing Kate with some of the most memorable moments of her career.
So Glenys and Neil had been together since 1982. So this crime happened in 2007. They'd been together for more than 20 years. They had two sons who were aged, I think, 20 and 24. Neil Haywood was a very, very violent, sadistic, horrible man. And some of the stories we heard over the months were just horrific, very physically violent. Some of the real sort of hallmarks of a terrible, terrible relationship were all there. You know, she had very limited access to anyone outside of her immediate family. She lived in fear. He'd tie her to the tree for an entire day, sometimes without clothing on, and she wasn't allowed to untie herself.
Was he violent towards the kids?
There was some suggestion of that. He was certainly violent towards a son that she'd had, and this is very sad. She had a son with her first husband interstate and brought that little boy with her to South Australia when she moved to the Mount Gambier area. And when she first got together with Neil back in 1982, he was young, maybe 5 or 6. And I know Neil was violent and abusive towards that little boy to the point that Glenys sent him away back to her ex-husband, back to his father, because she was terrified of what would happen to him, and she knew that he wasn't safe around Neil. So she basically said goodbye to him at the airport and never saw him again. And that little boy grew up thinking that his mother had abandoned him.
So she then went on to have two sons with him, did she?
Yep, with Neil, yes, that's right, Thomas and Matthew. And she ran their dairy farm, which was very successful. Oh, not so much ran it, but she worked very hard on it. You know, I think a lot of his success was due to her hard work. I remember he let her go to a Weight Watchers meeting once a week because he used to claim that she was fat, which she wasn't. But regardless, who says that? So he would let her go to town once a week for a Weight Watchers meeting.
Imagine that being the only outing you're allowed to go to, a Weight Watchers meeting.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Yep. But she's a very smart lady and she used that meeting to help her escape. And she'd spoken to friends and said, the boys are older now. The youngest, Matthew, was 20 and I think Thomas was 24. So they didn't need her protection. She was comfortable leaving her husband and basically went into hiding. So at the Weight Watchers meeting, she'd take a couple of items of clothing each time and very gradually left them with a friend so that when she needed to leave, she had what she needed and he didn't know. So she was actually quite smart about it. So one day she went off to her Weight Watchers meeting and didn't come back, went into hiding. She'd found a new boyfriend, but I still think she kept her whereabouts very close to her chest. Her sons didn't know where she was. Her ex didn't know where she was. Glenys, quite rightly, had started court proceedings to try and access some of the family's estate, given she worked to build up that dairy farm for many years and has every right to it. She was asking for $2 million. Their properties together were worth about $6 million. And Neil was obviously furious about this. As the minute she didn't come home, he stopped her access to all of their bank accounts. He didn't want her to have anything and was telling everybody, particularly their sons, that she was basically trying to rob them of their what was due to them and tried very hard to turn Glenys' sons against her. At some point, her youngest son, Matthew, who she was very close to, he managed to track her down and got in touch with her, I think through a third party. And she had told people that she trusted Matthew. But at some point he tracked her down and he said, oh, Mum, you know, we haven't seen each other in a long time. Why don't you come around for dinner? And so she went around for dinner. Matthew was living in the house with his girlfriend and I think a couple of other people. And she was supposed to stay the night. She'd brought stuff with her to stay the night, I think toiletries and things like that. He said at some point during the night, oh, Mum, my girlfriend and I are thinking of buying this house. Do you want to come and have a look? She said, sure. So he got in the car with her and drove her across town to a house. And that house was actually an abandoned childcare centre. And went and opened the front door and Neil and a farmhand from the dairy farm named Jeremy Minter were waiting inside. Neil attacked her in the house and Matthew turned around and walked away. You know, Glenys was held down by this farmhand. Neil kicked her in the face. She turned to the farmhand and said, I hope you're proud. They held her down, they tied her up and they stuffed her into a wheelie bin, which they put on the back of the ute. Matthew had gone, this was Jeremy and Neil. Thomas, the older son, was also, according to evidence, at the property as well, but outside, and drove Jeremy Minter home. Then Neil drives off on his own with Glenys in the wheelie bin. She was still alive at this point.
Oh, my God.
He drove her over the Victorian border to the property of a friend and he assaulted her there. She had multiple fatal skull fractures and he buried her in a septic pit on that property, which no one lived at that property. It was just a property that belonged to somebody that he knew and that person obviously did not know what Neil wanted to go there for. So at this point, you know, as a youngish journalist in Adelaide, we were covering a missing persons case where we knew that there was this history of this horrible domestic violence relationship. I was sent to Mount Gambier, I think, 3 or 4 times as the case sort of progressed or different things happened. And I do remember one occasion where we were just following him around town, just being, you know, a complete nuisance to him, really. And I said, oh, Neil, do you still think your wife committed suicide? Because I don't think anyone thinks that. I followed him along the footpath a little bit and he just did not respond to me, didn't even look up. And then he got into his car, revved the engine and just drove towards me. And I remember we had this kind of standoff where I was on the footpath. He would have, you know, I didn't think anything was going to happen and, you know, it didn't. But he drove very, very close to where I was standing and revved, gunned the engine to try and sort of intimidate me. And yeah, I was just too stubborn to do anything about it. So I just stood there and stared at this enormous four-wheel drive.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So how did he slip up in the end? What happened?
Well, it was, well, I'll tell you how he slipped up. He involved other people in his plan. Jeremy Minter, the farmhand, started bragging to people around town that he'd been paid to help Neil murder his wife. And so what happened is police put a couple of covert officers on him to befriend him and get him talking, and they did. And he told them what had happened and they sort of went from there, and he ended up being interviewed by police and he told them basically what had gone down. And then after that, police went and they arrested Thomas and Matthew and Jeremy, obviously, and they were looking for Neil. Neil was missing. He must have got wind that they'd been arrested. He was gone. And so police were out looking for him everywhere. We had a cameraman in Brisbane who was doing the overnight shift who had access to all of these, I guess, like emergency services feeds that they used to give us access to. This is a long time ago. They don't these days, but it just let us know, you know, there's a car crash at this intersection or there's something. He rang and said, they've just asked the SES to help set up a roadblock at a town called Beachport. And we said, we're going, you know, that's it, we're going. I can't remember how long the drive was between Mount Gambier and Beachport, maybe like an hour or something. And so we all got in our cars and we drove away. When we got there, they had found Neil, because Neil had a new girlfriend as well. And her family owned a beach house at Beachport and he was there. And so the police had surrounded the house and it ended up in a siege. And the siege went for about 6 hours where they had him inside the house. And so he was in a bedroom and he ended up self-harming with a knife. And, you know, he collapsed and they ran in and got him out. After that, you know, he was charged with murder as well. And he was put into prison awaiting trial. And while awaiting trial, he hanged himself in the shower.
Did he ever confess to anything in his, I'm assuming he was interviewed at some stage, Neil?
Well, I don't think he ever spoke to the police. You don't have to speak to the police if you don't want to. He never confessed to anything. He, in fact, at the inquest into his death in prison, a social worker spoke about how he was very sad in jail. He cried all the time and he blamed everything on Glenys. She was the bad one and he was the good one, you know, until the end, just an asshole till the end.
So how were Glenys' remains found?
Yeah, so what happened is after the arrest, the man who owned that property came forward and said, oh, hang on, actually, Neil told me that he wanted to use my property. I'm pretty sure you'll find her there. And he said he didn't want to come forward earlier because he was worried that Neil was trying to, you know, frame him in some way. And so he, police went to that property. I think it was took them 4 months to find her body. Yeah, and very unfortunately, her body told a very horrible story about what she'd endured. You know, I think she was still tied up and horrific injuries. So he never faced trial, but his son, who he lured into this plot, was sentenced to 23 years behind bars.
Is there any suggestion that Matthew possibly, I'm hoping against hope, that Matthew didn't know the true purpose of the meeting? I understand it's a meeting in an abandoned building at nighttime that she didn't know the purpose of, and, you know, his dad and another guy are waiting for her. But is there any chance that Matthew didn't know that there was going to be violence in the building that night?
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because that was the case he put to the court at his trial. And he said he just thought they were going to talk. But the prosecution said that he knew full well what was going to happen, and the jury, you know, went with that. The jury agreed.
It's interesting that both Minta and Matthew received such hefty sentences, given that they weren't actually present when Neil murdered Glenys, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, though, that the prosecution said and the jury accepted that the murders could not have occurred without them. The prosecution case was that Matthew lured her to her death, and that Jeremy knew he was helping Neil carry out, you know, the abduction and murder of his former wife. It's also important to say too that Thomas, the older son, was also charged with murder, and then the charges were dismissed by a magistrate, I think due to lack of admissible evidence. So he was charged, but the charges were dismissed.
So he wasn't in the end convicted of anything?
No, nothing.
It's hard for me as a mother and as a human being to believe that any children could really do this to their mother. It's so hard to accept.
I mean, that's why this case is so sad, right?
Yeah. Thank you to our guest today from the Courier Mail, Kate Kiriakou. If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.